Our state has been devastated by the floodwaters of Hurricane Florence. Many of our fellow Carolinians lost their homes and belongings. At least 25 people lost their lives. 5,500 hogs were killed and more than 3.5 million chickens drowned. That count is sure to go up as flooding continues. That will bring higher prices in our supermarkets for all of us. Farmers were caught with crops in the field and were helpless to save them. Businesses forced to shut down, leaving employees without pay. Some of those businesses were destroyed, leaving employees without income to feed their families in the near term. And so now is the time for all of us who escaped the wrath of Florence to step up and help those who were not as fortunate. During my 54-year broadcast career, I have never asked for donations from anybody without first assuring you that I have already donated my own money, and such is the case this time. Big donors are needed, but any donation in any amount is valuable. Perhaps you can give $100 or $500, but just as important are donations of $10 or $25, whatever you can afford to do. Please don't assume that somebody else is going to take care of it. You and I are that someone. Don't give until it hurts. Give until it warms your heart. Now, I'm very weary today and quite angry. First, liberal socialists drove a wedge between black and white Americans. Until today, the mistrust is thick. Now they're demonizing all men and trying to drive a wedge between men and women. It's comical to watch old Democrats, men and women, criticize old Republicans. The truth is that in today's political atmosphere created by Democrats desperate for power, a man, any man, has little chance of being approved to the Supreme Court. If you have a son or grandson, this affects them as well. It's not just somebody else's son or grandson. If we are to dismiss everybody with a sin or an ignorant act when in middle school or high school 36 years later, I seriously doubt that any member of the Senate committee, including women and Republicans, could stand the test. Christine Blasey Ford is a Democrat activist. She hates Donald Trump and has marched with signs calling for open borders and to get rid of Trump. She was also drunk at age 15 when she says Kavanaugh groped her. Why should we be surprised that Democrats have pushed her and her faulty memory forward? Money. It's always at the root of political protest, money and power. Follow the money trail and you'll find white billionaire socialists with an open wallet. We are witnessing perhaps the greatest show of hypocrisy in American history, as rabid Democrats try to destroy a good man and prevent Donald Trump's nominee, Brett Kavanaugh, from being confirmed to the Supreme Court. By all accounts, Judge Kavanaugh has led an exemplary life. But that did not stop Democrats from besmirching his character and inflicting pain on his family in Senate hearings. What was done in those hearings was nothing short of despicable. Democrats posed their questions, so they were unanswerable. It was the old, "When did you stop beating your wife?" trick. Democrats on the committee became so unhinged and so vindictive that the judges' children had to be taken out of the courtroom. Yet, despite all of the Democratic venom directed at him, Judge Kavanaugh was on the verge of confirmation. And that's when desperate Democrats played their Anita Hill card. California Senator Dianne Feinstein had received an anonymous letter from this Democrat activist and California college professor almost 2 months before the hearings. The letter accused Brett Kavanaugh of trying to take advantage of this writer some 36 years ago at a party when they were in high school. The writer was adamant that she did not want to press the issue nor be identified. Feinstein shared that letter with other like-minded Democrats, but then sat on it for almost 2 months. never once calling for an investigation. Even though the Democrats on the Senate committee knew about this anonymous charge, not a single one of them asked Judge Kavanaugh about it. Feinstein herself met privately with the judge and never asked him to comment on this anonymous charge. It seems obvious that neither Feinstein nor the other Democrats thought that the letter was credible enough to even ask him for his side of the story. Instead, they concentrated on the destruction of the judge's character. It was only after many hours of questioning that Democrats realized President Trump's nominee for the Supreme Court was about to be confirmed, and then they sunk to the bottom of the barrel and outed the anonymous writer. They then began demanding an FBI investigation of something that supposedly happened between two teenagers more than 36 years ago. They know that the FBI has no jurisdiction on this matter, and that there is not going to be another FBI investigation. The obvious tactic was to stall the judge's nomination until after the November elections, where Democrats hope to regain control of the House of Representatives. If they do that, they would immediately put Nancy Pelosi back in power and trigger an impeachment of the president, something that would tie up the government for months. While they deny they want to do that, Senator Chuck Schumer, on camera, told a crowd of Democrat activists that impeachment must come sooner rather than later. Simply put, Democrat elites have been lying to the American people. They're trying to delay the Kavanaugh confirmation while they search frantically for some Democrat activist who is willing to say, "Me too." Of the three people that Ms. Ford said were at the party, all three have denied either being there or having any knowledge of the incident Ms. Ford charges between her and Brett Kavanaugh. One of those three is a lifelong close friend of Ms. Ford. Let's get something straight here. A Democrat-controlled House could vote to impeach the president under Pelosi's lead, but they know that it takes a two-thirds majority of the Senate to actually impeach a president, and they know that will never happen. So why, then, do Democrats want to put the country through all of this trauma? The answer is greed and power and their hatred of a man who has vowed to drain their fetid swamp. With a Kavanaugh confirmation, Democrats hope to stir up women voters for the November election. But women need to understand that mothers don't just have daughters. They also have sons. They have grandsons. Those sons must also be protected against 36-year-old charges that have no evidence. These Senate committee Democrats are despicable people driven by a thirst for power. We cannot allow these rabid Democrat partisans to regain power. The Democrat Party that you grew up with is not the same Democrat Party today. That party has been hijacked by the far left. The proof of that is that the Democrat leaders today no longer try to hide their ambitions to bring a socialist government into the United States. They are bold enough now to say so publicly. While Democrats scream for an FBI investigation of Judge Kavanaugh, they conveniently forget that he has been investigated by the FBI six times. This latest last-minute accusation from Christine Blasey Ford against Brett Kavanaugh would be impossible to investigate. The incident she cites is more than 36 years old. The accuser cannot say what year it happened or what month it happened or where it took place. She doesn't know how she got to the party since she was drunk and couldn't drive. She was just 15. And consistently drunk, and she can't say how she got home. Now, what do you think would happen if you went to the police today and alleged that you were molested more than 36 years ago and that you don't know when or where? Chances are you would be remanded for mental evaluation. Brett Kavanaugh's mother was a judge, and she presided over a trial where Ms. Ford's parents were being evicted from their home. The judge heard the case and ruled against Ms. Ford's parents. They lost their home because the law dictated the judge rule so. Is that a reason for Ms. Ford to strike at Brett Kavanaugh? You decide. Democrats have a very selective memory, and they're filled with hypocrisy and faked fury. They are attacking this judge based on a claim from a woman that he supposedly attempted to molest 36 years ago while the two were in high school. Apparently, if Kavanaugh had killed the woman and left her adrift in water, Democrats would not have a problem with it. After all, they rallied around Massachusetts Senator Ted Kennedy when the evidence was clear that he drove off a bridge and left a young woman in the car as he swam away. She died a horrible death while Kennedy got a good night's sleep before reporting the accident, and then only after he had met with his political advisors. The next example involves Democrats rallying around Bill Clinton when his accuser reported that he had not just attempted to molest her, but had actually raped her. There were other women with claims of molestation by Clinton, but Democrats chose not to believe them either. Hillary Clinton set out to destroy the lives of those women, and Democrats remained quiet. And then there is the issue of Democrat National Committee leader Keith Ellison, the number two man in the Democrat Party, and a Muslim who has recently been accused of beating his girlfriend. She has evidence of the beatings, recordings, and yet Democrats have refused to listen to her or to believe her story. In fact, Democrats have harassed and intimidated this abused woman. Meanwhile, they tell us that all women must be believed when they make these accusations. Apparently, it's only the women making claims against Republicans or conservatives that we need to believe. Of all people, Hillary Clinton bounced up on television to say that women claiming sexual abuse must be believed. This after this two-faced woman hired detectives to dig up dirt on her husband Bill's accusers so they could be blackmailed into silence. Women or men who allege a felony against another person have no inherent right to be believed before the evidence is in. They do have every right to be heard and to present any proof that will support their accusation. We only need look at the case of the Duke lacrosse players who were wrongly accused of raping Crystal Mangum, a stripper hired to dance at a frat party on campus. These young men were put through hell by activists who jumped to a guilty conclusion without hearing the facts. Almost 100 Duke professors signed a letter condemning the players. The lacrosse team had their games canceled. Al Sharpton and Jesse Jackson rushed in to Durham to salute Crystal Mangum. They made untrue claims about the case at the time. It later was found to be all a lie, but Mangum's allegation had done its harm. No apologies came from those professors. No apology from Sharpton or Jackson. No apology from Duke. Ms. Mangum, well, she's now in prison for murder. In the case of Christine Blasey Ford's accusation against Brett Kavanaugh dating back to high school, Senate Committee Chairman Chuck Grassley of Nebraska has bent over backwards, too much so, to get her to bring her case before the committee. Ms. Ford, through her lawyers, demanded an FBI investigation of the judge before she would agree to testify. In other words, this woman wanted an investigation before she offered any evidence. How arrogant is that? Next, she refused to testify if Kavanaugh was at the hearing and insisted that he testify first. About what? Until she shows up and makes it clear what she says was done to her, Kavanaugh has nothing to defend. That's not the way the world works. Senate Republicans have called on Ms. Ford and Brett Kavanaugh to come forward and tell their story. Judge Kavanaugh immediately accepted the invitation to state his case and under oath. Ms. Ford lawyered up with Democrat activist attorneys attached to George Soros, and demanded that the Senate committee let her set the terms for her testimony. Her attorneys have said she might testify, that is, if her demands are met. You'd think this woman would be anxious to tell her story under oath. But the intent here appears to be to build up public opinion against Republicans to use in November's election. These Democrats are not really after Donald Trump. They are after me and all of you who voted for the president. Trump is just standing in their way. Feinstein and the Democrats on the committee could have called for an investigation when the anonymous letter arrived in Feinstein's office a couple of months ago. They had plenty of time to make that case, but they purposely chose to try and kill the judge's confirmation by other means. When that failed, they leaked the anonymous letter writer's identity to the fake news mainstream media. Thus far, Feinstein has refused to let Republicans see the anonymous letter, and Democrats have not been allowed to read it unredacted. So what is Feinstein hiding in that letter? It is appalling how far politics have sunk into the sewer. I won't excuse any Republican who uses these tactics, but they have been few and far between. Democrats, on the other hand, see no shame in their hypocrisy. Again and again, they have ostracized women who came forward with accusations against Democrats. But now they champion a woman, an activist Democrat professor, who demands open borders, and like Hillary, erased her internet posts after she wrote her anonymous letter. What was in those posts? And why did she feel the need to erase them all now? I don't know if Ms. Ford's accusation is true or not, and neither does anybody else. I do know that if any of us had our career destroyed because of some infraction, even one as boorish as Ms. Ford claims, that we committed as a teenager in high school without any evidence of proof, it would be an abomination. How would you defend yourself if someone made such a claim against you, dating back 36 years when you were in high school? The only thing you could do is point to the character you have exhibited for all of the decades since high school. For Judge Kavanaugh, that solid character has been on full display for decades. Now, I would not doubt that Brett Kavanaugh may have joined with his teenaged friends in excessive drinking and foolishness. That's what teenagers do, then and now. I don't doubt that Brett Kavanaugh, just as all other teenage boys, tried to have sex with girls. That's what teenage boys do, except for those who are gay. But that does not mean that these teenage boys are intent on rape. To suggest that a teenaged Kavanaugh, without proof, was going to rape Ms. Ford if she did not engage in a consensual act is an image created by desperate Democrats who will do anything and say anything to keep those abortion mills at Planned Parenthood slaughtering innocent babies. But Republicans must bear blame for allowing Democrats on the committee to stall this process. Republicans must learn that Democrats do not fight fair. No underhanded trick is beneath them. When Senator Grassley kept moving the hearing back, he apparently did not recognize what the Democrats were doing. They were searching, desperately, for another woman to make a claim against Brett Kavanaugh, and they finally found one. This woman claims that a teenaged Brett Kavanaugh exposed himself to her 35 years ago. She filed no police report at the time. Moreover, this second accuser has told friends that she is not certain it was Kavanaugh. Busloads of Democrat activists are on their way to the hearings to disrupt them. Those so-called protesters have their expenses paid, and many, if not most, are being paid to attend the hearing and make those loud protests. But they can only get into the hearing if Democrats give them passes, as they did in the last hearing. In other words, it's not a spontaneous protest, but a carefully choreographed TV attempt to influence voters against Republicans in November's election. Democrats had claimed that Ms. Ford was being hurried and bullied by Republicans, but 36 years to make her claim can hardly be called bullying and hurrying her. They also claimed that Ms. Ford needed more time so she could drive to D.C. and that she was afraid to fly. But Ms. Ford has flown in the past. Obviously, that extra time was needed for the paid activists to come by bus to save on plane tickets. In the case of Brett Kavanaugh, his character speaks for itself. We don't know yet whether Judge Kavanaugh will be approved for the Supreme Court, but we do know that almost all Democrats on the committee will vote against him with absolutely no evidence of anything he's done wrong. They never wanted to meet Judge Kavanaugh or listen to his defense. They were dead set on denying him a seat on the court without hearing from the man in person. It is almost impossible to imagine how this could be happening in America. No presumption of innocence until proven guilty. That affects all of us. I have a wife of 53 years, a daughter, and two beautiful, smart granddaughters. I had a mother and a sister that I loved deeply. Women's rights mean a great deal to me. But the idea that every woman who makes a claim against a man must be believed, even without any evidence, is wrong-headed and ignorant. Any woman, or man for that matter, who claims a felony against somebody else should be heard. Their claim should be taken seriously. But there must be no presumption of guilt until both sides have testified under oath and evidence has been presented. Senator Hildebrand of New York went into a rant and said that she believes Ms. Ford's story. Why? Well, because it's true, she said. She doesn't know that. She has no clue. This evil woman changes course more often than a sailboat in a typhoon. And there's a woman, senator from Hawaii, I won't even dignify her by saying her name, who has come on TV and told all men to just shut up. All men, including those of us who have not been involved in this case, which is most of us. Democrats never seem to be ashamed of their own who display total ignorance. How many Democrats have you seen condemning the hate rhetoric of Maxine Waters? Democrat elites have no shame. They'd crucify their own mother if it met their political aims. We are at a crucial crossroads in America. We no longer have a two-party political system that works for the country. They work for their own greed and power. Somebody tell me how Nancy Pelosi and Dianne Feinstein, among others, became multi-millionaires, working for a salary of under $200,000 a year. There is no fairness in politics. There is no desire to be a real public servant. There is, however, an intense desire to find personal wealth and to retire with maximum benefits taxpayers can never even imagine. I have no respect for career politicians. Some are better than others, but all are subject to the dishonesty of Washington politics, and most can't resist the temptations. I was asked many times in my broadcast career to run for office. I had no desire then, and even less now. Why somebody wants to enter an outhouse, cope with the stench, and pretend to be happy is beyond me. I do believe there is a judgment day coming for all of us. In the case of aging Pelosi, Schumer, and Feinstein, that judgment day is near. Apparently, they prefer political power now than damnation on judgment day. Lastly today, Rod Rosenstein is a desk jockey at the FBI. It is not Rosenstein conducting the Russian collusion issue. It is veteran FBI agents in the field, and there would be no interruption of the Mueller investigation. What if Rosenstein died this morning? Does that mean the Mueller investigation is canceled? Of course not. Democrats and their fake news allies play the American public for fools. It is apparent that there was collusion at the top of the FBI and Justice Department, leading all the way to Loretta Lynch and Barack Hussein Obama. Collusion to keep Hillary Clinton from having to answer for the many felonies she had committed so that she could continue trying to be the president. Collusion to destroy Donald Trump while he was running for office. And collusion after the election to destroy Trump and remove him from office. Rod Rosenstein is an important part of that collusion and should have been fired long ago. The reports that Trump has fired Rosenstein or that he has resigned are not true, at least not yet. All of this foolishness was caused by Jeff Sessions, who accepted Trump's invitation to be Attorney General. Sessions was conned by Democrats and recused himself from the Russia investigation. That allowed Democrats to keep Comey, McCabe, Rosenstein, Strzok, and Page and others in place to continue their collusion against Trump. Jeff Sessions was completely naive and should have never taken the job of Attorney General. Sessions has been completely incompetent, not just about Russia, but of all things in the Attorney General's office. He sits there and watches all of the evidence of Hillary's felonies and does nothing to investigate it. After the November election, whether Republicans retain control of the House and Senate or not, Jeff Sessions should be given a roadmap to Alabama, $50, patted on the fanny, and fired. But, you know, it's hard to support these spineless Republicans. They are like Boy Scouts being confronted by the Russian KGB. Barack Hussein Obama told Democrats to come to confrontations with Republicans with guns if the other side had a knife. Democrats took that to heart. They have no conscience. They follow Nancy Pelosi's orders like sheep. Is it not a concern to you that not one single Democrat in the House or Senate has a mind of their own? They vote in lockstep with Pelosi and Schumer. That is extremely dangerous for the country. On the Republican side, we see that they don't always fall into line with leadership. They think for themselves. That is healthy. We may have seen the last of America that most of us grew up in. The loss of morality, the end of common sense. Nothing is sacred anymore. Lies, innuendos, and deception are accepted as normal. Democrats, in particular, have no ethics. Destroying another human being is considered sport if it leads to victory for your party. We were gifted by God with a beautiful planet to live on. America, in particular, was especially blessed. But over the years, there has been a steady erosion of our values. Like other great and powerful civilizations who destroyed themselves, we are far down that road. I love my country dearly, but I don't like it much these days.